Today is November 30th, 2020. We've got a full moon lunar eclipse happening in Gemini. It already happened in the wee hours here in the West Coast time in the Northern Hemisphere. So want to chat a little bit about that and bring you some fresh oracular musings that are coming through me that I'd like to share. Oh man, it's about choice. There's this huge wave guiding us, showing us, revealing to us, peeling away the layers about choice and our mental, emotional, physical well-being. And we just had a U.S. election. It's about choice. Who do we choose? What are we voting for? What are we aligned with? You know, we're in the what they call eclipse season. We have an eclipse today, or late last night, early this morning, and then we have another. Then we have a solar eclipse on the new moon coming up here in December. So what they say about eclipse season, it's a portal time. It's if you think about the moon being eclipsed by the Earth's shadow, because all the Earth and the Sun and the Moon are all in alignment and they're all converging, right? It's like an entire month cycle, 4 weeks or so, in the span of a few hours. So it's a quickening. It's a chance to speed up some of the processes. And it's about illuminating that which is in the way or doesn't serve or old codes so that we can be free. You know, I feel like the part of the purpose of being alive on the planet is to just continually uncover, take it off. The things, the presences, the being ways that don't actually allow the light to shine. What do you really want? I sing about this a lot. I write about this a lot. There's a tune that we've got that we play a lot and that we're recording called Ouroboros. And, you know, what do you want and why do you want it? The why do you want it's very important to me, because when we lead with emotion, we can really get clear. And our emotions are our guiding compass. You know, we're coming out of a time of brainy thinky and getting more into the feely. So we're at a crossroads, another crossroads, a turning point. And it feels, you know, there's crossroads within crossroads within crossroads, cycles within cycles. That's part of, that's just, I think, what, in my opinion, how creation is formed. We live in a fractal holographic universe. I'm going to go ahead and say it. And so as above, so below. So we focus on the small, because the small is the seed, and then everything ripples out and is created from that intention, from that charge, from that beingness. So when we're at a crossroads, you know, there's in all the, you know, the stories and the myths, it's you come to the crossroads on your journey, on your quest, and someone is there. You stand at the crossroads and you look and you see and you weigh and you, and someone shows up, and maybe they're a human, maybe they're a god, maybe they're an animal, maybe it's a, you know, it's an entity of sorts. It's always from the other world. Something shows up to help you decide where you're going to go. How's it, where you, what are you tuning into? And so I love that, because it's about what kind of information are you tuning into? There's Gemini North Node, lunar eclipse, right? Gemini, tons of information, all this like overload of information. We're living in an information age that's rapidly shifting. And so everyone's got an opinion, everyone's putting it out. It's all this disinformation and misinformation. And yet, is it true? Is it not? From any given perspective, it could be true and it could be not. And this is the paradox, one of the many paradox that we are now really leaning into and starting to unfurl and understand. So what information are we listening to? Are we tuning into? And how does it make us feel? I get asked a lot about, you know, how do I know if it's my intuition? How do I know What voice is my intuition? How does one develop that listening? And there's a few ways that we can determine what your intuition, what the intuition is really saying. And it's a wisdom of the heart, you know, it's a wisdom of the body. So sometimes the intuition will come through a specific body part, but it definitely, it's got a body element to it. Some people get it in their gut. Some people get it in their throat. You get the verklempt, like it's, you know, it's all that. So what we're doing right now is we're sifting through information and really being discerning. So we're in the eclipse season. We've just had the moon lunar eclipse. We're coming into a solar eclipse, and then we're going to have this beautiful grand conjunction on the solstice, December 21st. And for us in the northern hemisphere, it's our winter solstice. And there's this beautiful conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, and they're fully starting to align in the air sign of Aquarius. And so a lot of people have been speaking about this. A lot of astrologers have been, you know, guiding us along the way. But we're basically, you know, if you wanted to picture it, we're in the birth canal. We're in the eclipse season. We're getting ushered through. All of the stuff is getting illuminated. Big reveals about who we are and what we fear. And this whole year has been prepping us for this excursion, for this emergence. And what's fun about a fractal holographic universe is that, yes, you do get to choose your own adventure. And depending on your, quote, frequency, depending on how you're feeling and what you're emitting, you're receiving back, right? So you're putting it out, you're receiving it back. And it all depends on what you're focused on and what you're aligned with. So again, what information? And I love the idea of breaking the human-centric trance that information only comes from another human, because it is so incorrect. Light is information. Gaia, our planet, holds information. You know, the rivers, the rain, the birds, the soil all carry information. And so when we get so in our human brain, again, human-centric narcissism, basically, we only think that the kind of information that we should tune into or listen to or heed or that's real comes from us, comes from humans. And that's a very small, very lower level fear-based assumption. It's like the ultimate narcissist. So we're breaking out of that, and I encourage everyone to tune into other sources of information. Get curious about it. One of my favorite bullet points is what we call entrainment. It's also a movement that they call earthing, which is really, you know, a fancy term for putting your bare feet on the ground. And do we, you know, we wear shoes, we live in houses, we put our shoes on to get out of the house and then get into our car, which is disconnected from the electromagnetics because of the rubber. And so put your bare feet on the earth. And this might be challenging for you, and the more challenging, the better, because putting your bare feet on the ground, if it's cold, oh, it's cold, or it's snowing, or whatever it is, it's, do you have the fortitude? Do you have the courage to sacrifice 10 minutes, 20 minutes, even 2 minutes of your comfort, your warminess, your coziness, to receive information and connect your electromagnetics with the electromagnetics of the earth? Can you sacrifice a small amount of your comfort in order to receive the download, the vision, the grounding, the peace that comes from being united with the one who birthed you? A crossroads marks the beginning of a cycle that leads back to wholeness. It seems very dual at this point. It seems very this or that, right or wrong, left or right, you know, red and blue, which isn't true. That's a very small perspective, but it can be. And whatever we choose now whatever information we tune into and allow into our emotional realm, into our dream space, into our homes, into our conversations, is what we're giving credence to. We're feeding it. We're feeding that story with our very precious, insanely short lifespan energy. Oh, life is precious and short. There is no possibility of choice, of being at choice, until you have decided not to be a victim. How does one discern what is true? So much information, so much going on, this, that. What's true? I invite you to the second challenge, which is when you bring in information, a thought, idea, a story, a news blurb, whatever it is. First, I want you to cross-check it with your heart. We usually cross-check it with our brain, and our brain is beautiful and it checks facts, but all of our facts are accumulated and stored from the past. It's just information of what has been, which is useful, but it's not useful as we become pioneers or journey masters of the new age, of the next level, of the next cycle of being on the planet. And we're all, if you're listening to this, we're all leaders in what's gonna happen next. It's not a what's gonna happen to me, it's a what am I participating in? So cross-checking your information, your news source, your thoughts, your conversations with your heart first. Even though your brain might say, that's not possible, that doesn't make sense, that's not what I've heard, it's going to do all the monkey. But really the question, the challenge number two is, how does it feel in your body? How does it affect your body? And just see if you can pay attention. Does it close you down? Does it open you up? How does it resonate? And does it open your heart? Does it go, ah, oh, I like that, I'm moving towards it? Or are you going, ooh, and I'm closing down and I'm backing away? So this is how we become masters of our vibration. This is how we learn how to raise our vibration. Because during this portal, today, November 30th, all the way up until December 21st, we are being asked to become masters of our vibration. And the more that we can align, the more that we can raise that vibe and just get to love, just get to joy, get to forgiveness. And there's an excavation, which leads me to challenge number three, required in truly raising the vibration, because it's true. You can't just think happy thoughts. You can't do that. When you're in it, when you're feeling it, when you've lost your house, your job, your loved ones, your sense of bearings on the planet, your sense of safety, security, all this lower chakra, like all the stuff that we're all going through now, because we're all in it together. When you're there, you can't just go, oh, I'm so happy. You know, there are actual steps to take to raise your vibration. So here comes challenge number three. Raising your vibration becomes a task. It's a daily, sometimes every hour, sometimes every minute. But to the degree that you can pay attention to and raise your vibration is the degree that you will have a significantly different journey or experience as we birth ourselves through the portal. And it's a really exciting thing. It's really benevolent. There's so much beauty and love being poured onto us, and light, like new light particles. And this is vulnerable for me to share all this information in such a passionate way, because I've shied away from using any sense of, you know, quote, new age language and linguistics around vibration and high vibe and gratitude. It's like that gets such a rap from people who are salt of the earth, who I love and am connected to. And it's like, oh, the hippie, hairy, you know, airy fairy stuff. But really, I mean, the more studying I do, whether it's, you know, astrology or quantum mechanics or like all of the things, I mean, vibration makes sense to me. Maybe it's because I'm a musician. It just lands for me. And so hopefully if you're listening to this, it lands for you too. So this isn't a scary thing for you. You know, like, oh, 80's talking about vibration. It's like, yeah, vibration, obviously. So I'm going to take a risk and just say that that's how you're feeling so that we can be connected on this journey, because I want to be connected. So challenge number three is about embodiment and purging the old cache. So step number one of challenge number three is an excavation, which means this could be a journal prompt. This could be, yeah, let's stick to journal. It's a journal prompt. Where in your life, you know, let's see, how do I put this? Where in your life do you have something that you need to forgive? Where in your life are you holding on to something that is not forgiven and loved? This can be a situation. This is probably people. And this is tough because we get hurt and we say, back up. I don't want to be around you. That's righteous. It makes sense. You don't want to continually put yourself in harm's way. And I think that's incredibly valuable. And I can talk about that at another time and would certainly love to talk about that with you in a session. And once you've created the proper boundaries and the proper agreements, now it's time to forgive and let go. Because what drags us down is judgment and resentment and being out of integrity. And this is a self-forgiveness practice. Often it always leads back to the self. I need to forgive myself for saying that thing, doing that thing, allowing myself to be hurt, whatever it is. You'll know what it is, but excavate it. Because between now and December 21st, you have an opportunity to clear out some clutter. And I keep seeing it as this like chutes and ladders game. You remember chutes and ladders? Well, here we go along the board, and we're coming up to a portal. And is it going to be a chute taking you down, or is it going to be a ladder? So choosing chutes or ladders is pretty important right now, but we can't really be free. We can't be at choice. There is no possibility of being at choice until you've decided not to be a victim. So it's taking inventory. Where do you need to forgive yourself? Where do you need to forgive others? Where do you need to make amends? Make a freaking Christmas list of people that you feel like you fucked up and you need to say, I'm sorry. Or you need to even, and this, it doesn't have to be a call. This doesn't have to be don't show up on their door, depending on what's going on for you. This all can be done within your own process at your own time, okay? That's step number one. And then step number two is give me 10 squats now. Bam! 10 squats every day. Get into your body. If you already have a body practice, great. If you don't, it's so easy. It's little bits every day. It's 10 minutes every day, 20 minutes every day. And what I love to do that's really working for me is squats. And I just do 10 squats wherever I'm at. There's so many reasons why squats are powerful, but one of them I'll offer you here is that the femur bone, this big bone, this biggest bone we have in our body, it's where all of the blood cells are created and born. And because we sit a lot and we drive a lot and we're sitting down, you know, it stagnates and it collects energy. And so squats flush out the energy, wake up the femur bone, wake up the glutamus maximus or minimus, however you're feeling, and it energizes and engages. So that is my longest voicemail to date. I only gave you just some Cliff's notes and my prayer. I'm going to keep going on this because I love you and I want to connect with you and I can't wait to see you. And there's really good things coming around the bend, including my new live stream platform called Soulstream. And it's going to be a place where we've eradicated so many of our live stream problems, including connection and feeling organic and sound quality. All that stuff is being fleshed out by the amazing team and company of Soulstream. And I'm going to be spearheading it because I believe in it. And eventually, of course, we're going to have live performance. We're going to gather together again. And live streaming in this particular way is going to not only augment those live performances that we'll have together, but also create a way for us to connect no matter where we are in the world, people in hospitals, children, I mean, just everybody. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited to share it with you. We have Wishcraft coming up on December 13th on Sunday. So tune into that. Check out all the things. I've got some resources below. And I will leave you with this. When we can actually release and surrender to being the fool, because the fool marks the beginning of a cycle that leads us back to wholeness. When we can surrender to being foolish, trusting our heart, trusting ourself, not worrying about the rational, logical explanation, we can find a sense of curiosity. Ooh, curity is a cool word. We find curiosity, and there's a trust in life. If we can trust in life, it is the antidote to fear. We can transmute all the lower level, all the bullshit, all the fear, even the fear of death, with curiosity and sacred play and instinct and tuning into different sources of information. So I hope you take my challenge. Write to me. Tell me how's it going. Give me all your questions. Let's get our feet on the ground in a deep, humble squat, shift our perspective, and tune into something other than the human-centric trance of domination and victim, and break it wide open into the new dawn of our beingness together. I can't wait to see you again soon. Thank you for listening.